Most spaces have walls, no? Like, you could see radio as an invisible space without walls. Like an architectural space in time running through walls. In and out of public and private spaces. In and out of offices, shopping malls, prison cells. Public spaces, art spaces, workspaces. Classrooms and bedrooms. What can we do if we enter this room together? If we open up the windows and send some fresh air through the system? Hej, du lytter til den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure. The temporary radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. Hej, er I derude? Jeg håber, I kan høre mig. Vi sender igen fra den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure. Og vi er et internationalt, eller radioen her er et internationalt radioprojekt, der finder sted i Aarhus. Vi transmitterer live i dag indtil kl. 17 og lørdag og søndag mellem 13 og 17 her på kanalen 98,7. Vi er et internationalt kollektiv af radioaktivister, radiokunstnere, radioamatører og radiomennesker fra Tyskland og Danmark. Og vi har sat et program sammen til jer, som vi har arbejdet intensivt på det sidste stykke tid, og jeg håber, det vil blive taget godt imod. I Kunsthal Aarhus har vi opbygget et 8 meter højt stillads, sådan et radiotårn, hvor vi sidder lige nu, en gruppe folk. Og det er altså også her, jeg sidder og taler direkte til jer. Studiet er åbent, og I er meget velkomne til at kigge forbi. Det var i Kunsthal Aarhus, J.M. Mørksgade nummer 13. Det ligger bag Aarhus Arresthus. Vi vil starte dagen i dag med en radiohypnose. Vi kalder det Radio Hypnosis for Learning Through Unlearning. Og jeg skal lige finde noget dejligt baggrundsmusik her. You are in a room. You feel relaxed. You're looking for a chair. You should look for a comfortable chair, because in a few seconds I will ask you to sit down, and together we will perform a live radio hypnosis for learning through unlearning. For this you need to be relaxed and comfortable for approximately 10 minutes. Did you find a comfortable chair? Now you can sit down. Make yourself comfortable. If you're cold, you should find a blanket to put over your legs. Now place your hands down the sides of your body. Your hands and fingers should rest in a relaxed position. Take a deep breath all the way in. And slowly breathe out. Close your eyes. Be sure that you're in a relaxed and comfortable position in the chair. Try pressing your body down in the seat of the chair. Press with the whole surface of your back and hold it there for a second. And now relax again. Are your eyes still shut? Now again, press your body down in the seat of the chair. Press with the whole surface of your back. And hold it there for a second. And now relax again. Notice the places where your body meets the seat under you. Notice how the pressure between your body and the seat slowly becomes stronger as your body becomes more heavy. Take a deep breath all the way in and slowly breathe out. For every time you breathe out, your body becomes more and more relaxed and heavy. Feel how your eyelids becomes heavier as you breathe out. Feel how the muscles of your face becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how the muscles around your mouth becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how your shoulders becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how your shoulders sink down as you slowly breathe out. Feel how the muscles in your arms becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how the muscles of your hands becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Feel how your legs becomes heavy as you breathe out. Feel how your feet becomes relaxed as you breathe out. Now you feel really relaxed. You can hear the sounds from the outside. You can hear the sounds, but you don't listen to the sounds. The sounds don't distract you. You only listen to my speaking voice. Your body seems to become lighter as your head becomes heavier. You have learned that potatoes are everywhere. You have learned that potatoes are plain, common vegetables. And you have learned that potatoes are everyday food. You have learned that potatoes doesn't really want anything. That potatoes are just there to accompany the good stuff. This is knowledge printed into your consciousness. I want you to think about how this knowledge entered your mind. How did you learn this? How did this get printed into your consciousness? You have learned that a potato is something you can buy in every supermarket. It goes best with some sauce and a piece of meat. You have learned that mashed potatoes taste good and that French fries taste good. But potatoes in itself, you have learned, are a bit boring, a bit tasteless. Potatoes don't really have any ambitions. Who told you this? When did you learn this? Was it your parents? Was it a teacher in school? Did you learn it from a Disney cartoon? To learn is to gain or acquire knowledge of something, or to build a skill in something, either by study, experience, or from being taught something. Is it possible to de-learn? Is it possible to unlearn something? To erase is experience. To erase knowledge. The word learn is related to the word lore, meaning a body of traditions and knowledge held by a particular group. Norms and unspoken rules of behavior. A lot of these rules of behavior are probably not doing you or any other people any good. What you have learned can, by radio hypnosis for learning through unlearning, be erased and replaced by new knowledge so that you can enter a more dynamic life without having to follow the rules of what's possible and acceptable. Are you still relaxed? Do you feel how heavy your body is? Now I want you to imagine that you're standing in a kitchen. On the table in front of you is a bunch of potatoes. With your right hand, you pick up one of these potatoes, and you know by instinct that this potato is your friend. The potato lies on your right hand palm. You feel the weight of the potato. Feel how it lies heavy in your hand. With your fingertips, you touch the surface of the potato. Feel the rough surface of the potato. This potato is your friend. You know that the potato is carrying a message to you. You lift the potato slowly to your ear. You have to know what the potato wants to tell you. You listen really carefully. At first you don't hear anything. You have to listen really carefully. You press the potato closer to your ear. You hear a really small sound. No, now it's gone again. You have to concentrate all your focus on listening to the potato. The sound is so weak you almost can't hear it. It's almost there, and then it's gone. What does the potato want to tell you? You have to concentrate. What is it that it wants you to know? You have to concentrate. What is it that the potato wants you to know? Suddenly, a question lights up completely clear in your mind. What is it actually you want the potato to tell you?
Der bliver koblet 4 tomme vogne på bagpå i toget her i Nykøbing.